I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, October 20. Coming up, Prime Minister urges plastic and styrofoam manufacturers to create more eco-friendly products. Two additional restorative justice centres to be established in West Kingston, and Jamaica to host Caribbean Utility Regulators Conference. The news in detail after the break.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the GIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11 by 17 inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's rich sporting heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit gis.gov.jm, call 926-35904 extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@gis.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is challenging local manufacturers of plastics and styrofoam to innovate to create products that are more environmentally friendly. Mr. Holness says while the government is not currently considering instituting a ban on plastics and styrofoam, the issue of the environmental damage they cause when disposed of improperly must be addressed. He says manufacturers must explore ways in which more biodegradable materials can be used to develop products that can displace plastic and styrofoam, noting that hemp has seen useful results in recent years. If successfully executed, manufacturers will create new industries which can boost economic growth.
So I'm challenging you, the captains of industry, to see what is within our environment, within our culture, that can be used to propel innovation, to bring new products to market that creates new streams of manufacturing, that employs new people, that gives more sales, which drive growth.
The Prime Minister was speaking after a tour of the White Marl St. Catherine complex of manufacturing company Wisinko. Two restorative justice centres are to be established in the West Kingston communities of Tivoli Gardens and Denham Town by December this year. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says this is in keeping with a recommendation by the three-panel commissioners of the West Kingston Inquiry into the May 2010 operations by the security forces. The recommendation is that continuous counselling be extended to the more than 2,500 children affected by the operations.
Some counselling took place shortly after the incursion. However, to ensure maximum effect and recovery, two restorative justice centres will be set up in West Kingston, one in Tivoli and one in Denham Town, before the end of this year.
In a statement to Parliament Wednesday, Minister Chuck said teachers and students from schools in West Kingston participated in training sessions on restorative justice at the Ministry of Justice in September. The sensitization sessions form part of the ministry's strategic priorities to reform the justice sector. More than 200 delegates from 20 countries are expected on the island for the 14th Annual Organization of Caribbean Utility Regulators, OOCUR, conference to be held in Montego Bay, October 26 to 28. Chairman of the Organizing Committee of OOCUR, Albert Gordon, says approximately 150 persons have already registered for the three-day event to be held under the theme Regulations, creating a spectrum of opportunities in the Caribbean. Mr. Gordon, who is also Executive Director of the Office of Utilities Regulation, says the conference participants will be exposed to best practices in utilities regulation and planning.
We look at the compliance with relevant environmental standards to make sure that development is sustainable, that the utility services are not degrading the environment as they go along. So you'll hear a lot about clean energy, and the conference is going to be speaking a lot about these things.
Mr. Gordon was addressing a media briefing in Montego Bay on Tuesday. This is the third time that Jamaica will host the conference. And operations at the Kingston branch of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation have been significantly boosted with the opening of the Adolescent Resource Center ARC on Trafalgar Road. The new facility, built at a cost of approximately $1.8 million, offers counseling, therapy, sexual and reproductive health consultations, as well as basic prenatal care.
In the space, and with the availability of their own gynecologist and midwife, the young mothers will be able to access their contraceptive methods on-site within a short space of time.
Executive Director of the Women's Center, Dr. Zoe Simpson. Dr. Simpson says sessions have also been designed for teen fathers to receive counseling on a variety of issues. Funding for the center was provided by the German Embassy in Jamaica in partnership with the Ministry of Health, Jamaica Family Planning Association, National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, and E for Life. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.